weekend. We have a lot of activities. We're just chatting with the ladies that are coming in, have come in this morning to visit with us. We're honored to have with us from the Cherokee Rose Garden Club. We have Lynn and Sharon. And ladies, thank you for coming in and being with us.
Well, it's our pleasure to be here, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Well, it's a good to have you in. We want to talk about the big sale you ladies have coming up with the Cherokee Rose Garden plant sale, and that's this weekend. Tell us about it.
Go ahead, Lynn.
It'll be Saturday. That's April 25th. We'll be at the Cedar Bluff Park. We will be under the pavilion if it's raining, so please come on out. The time is 8 to noon, so we hope to see you there. These are plants that our members have grown, divided things out of their own yards, so our point is to have very reasonable $2 to $3 on most of our plants. So we want you to come and beautify your yard.
Plenty of beautiful plants to take advantage of at unbelievable low prices. Tell us something about the plants that you're going to have, Sharon.
Well, we're going to have some trees, a few of them, some perennials, some annuals, we're going to have some bulbs, we're going to have some house plants. Am I leaving anything out, Lynn?
I'll have plants that are for a pollinator garden, so if you like to make sure the bee population is going, and mine also feeds the bumblebees quite well and the hummingbirds. We will have Anna's hyssop, purple coneflowers, liatrist, and cardinal flowers. So all kinds of things to keep your yard busy all summer long.
Now, a lot of people out there listening, you said annuals and perennials. Let's talk about that, the difference between the two.
One comes back every year. One only lasts 1 year.
All right. So you might want to look at those to see, look at your area first.
Yes.
Yes. Do a survey of your area to see if you have full sun, partial sun, and then get the plants that will work in those areas for a successful, beautiful yard. Am I right?
Yeah, you do. You need about 6 hours of sun every day on a garden or blooming plants. You know, not a shade plant, but a plant that needs the sun. It's around 6 hours. So...
And I also will be having plants that do well with shade only, and that would be the hostas and the coral bells. And coral bells are another great plant for the hummingbirds. So I've got those right under my hummingbird feeder. When they're busy fighting on the feeder, they can go to the flowers that are nearby.
That's always exciting, and it helps nothing more enjoyable to me than sitting out on my back porch and watching the hummingbirds.
Oh, yeah, they're fun to watch. You know, I was a little discouraged because I was walking yesterday through a patch of clover. And the one thing I noticed was there wasn't one bee anywhere. And they were all blooming. So, you know, it's important that we try to get pollinator gardens in. Because we got to keep them pollinators going.
Bees and bumblebees and all the pollinators out there.
Yep.
And that's helps our farmers have a successful crop year.
Yes, it does. And, you know, we'd be pretty bad off if we didn't have them. So.
That's exactly right. Got to keep everything going. And, again, you're going to have low prices because you grew these plants. Your members and brought them out of their yards and shared with them.
That's right. We're really big on trying to beautify yards. And we do a few community gardens.
Yes, we have a butterfly garden at the Galesville High School. We also work with the Ethel Morrison Garden across from the library. And we're beautifying the Blue Star Marker at the new renamed Community Center in Center. And they are having a dedication for it on May the 5th. And with fingers crossed, our Governor Kay Ivey will be there, and that will be at 10 o'clock. So we just cleaned it up and made it pretty and keeping the new flowers watered, so it looks great for her on May 5th.
That sounds exciting. A lot of exciting things going on, and the Rose Garden Club is participating and helping make things beautiful and more enjoyable.
Yes, and we're also having National Garden Week. will be June 7th through the 13th. And we'll be celebrating that, the Garden Club will, by making arrangements, going to
the city, city halls for Center, Leesburg, and Cedar Bluff. We also take it to the area hospital, and I believe there's some other local business.
Nursing homes.
Last year we distributed 9 bouquets of beautiful flowers.
Wonderful. And I know that's exciting for you each year as well. And, of course, tell us a little bit about the Garden Club and how people can become involved.
Well, we currently have 28 members. We just recently had our plant show. You want to tell them about that, Lynn?
Yes, we had a flower show, and it was certified by the National Garden Club, and we passed. We will receive an award that we did for that. It was at the community center as well, and that was on March the 20th. So we had designs, we had horticulture, we had table designs. It was quite a day, and it was quite a week to prepare for it. So I've learned there's a lot to do with putting on a flower show.
The mayor of Center came to talk to us at our meeting the other day, and he said he wouldn't mind us doing that once a year. It's a little bit involved to do once a year, but we had a really good time.
Yes.
And I have to say, me personally, I had 3 first place.
Congratulations.
And 2 judges awards.
Wow.
And
outstanding.
To be non-prejudiced, our judges are from all over Alabama. They're not our local judges.
Right.
They're from all over. And your name is not visible on anything. It's just your plant.
Blind judging.
Yep.
Yes.
That's a good thing, and that's the way to do it. It's all based on merit and the beauty that they see.
Yes, and it's just a fun time, you know. Gives you a chance to look at what other people have, too.
With your 28 members that you have, how often do you meet?
We meet the third Thursday of every month, except the month of July. We meet over at the Chamber of Commerce building, Building A, off the Gadsden State campus, and we're there at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Now, if people want to become associated, is it by invitation or is it an open invitation?
Everyone's welcome to come.
Open invitation. We'd like to see you come to the plant sale and maybe get enough interest to come to our next meeting. We're going to be talking about edible herbs at our May the 16th meeting.
Our last presenter, she did a marvelous job, didn't she, Lynn?
Yes.
She showed how to take many things and make container gardens out of them. And that was so interesting. Everyone would have enjoyed that.
Yes.
I mean, her porch, I can't imagine what her porch looks like. It must be beautiful.
And she's one of our own members, Teresa Johnson. So she did a beautiful job of presenting and showing us how you can go to the thrift stores to pick up odds and ends items and then repurpose them into a flower arrangement in your porch.
For example, Jerry, if your husband's going to be not your husband, but say a person's husband is retiring, grab their old work shoes, take them out, drill a couple holes in the bottom, put them out in your yard, in your garden, open the shoestrings up a little bit, and plant your plants in there. It is so cute. They'll walk by them so many times going, I'm so glad I don't put those things on no more.
How about that? I hadn't thought about. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other people hadn't ever thought about that either.
And it's cute as heck.
I bet it is.
Also, the Garden Club is one of the oldest clubs in the state of Alabama.
Wow. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So that means that it's been doing good work for all these years.
It sure has. Yep.
And if you'd like to become a part of it, you can meet with them at their regular meeting each month at the chamber office, or you can come to the Rose Garden Plant Sale on Saturday, and that's going to be at Cedar Bluff under the pavilion there at the Cedar Bluff Town Park. and they will have some limited supplies of trees. So if you're interested in trees, you need to come early. What kind of trees are you going to have? Any fruit trees, nut trees, you know, like pecans or anything, oak trees, or do we know yet?
I do know for sure there'll be a couple dogwoods and there'll be a couple of crabapple trees there.
There's going to be some Japanese maple too.
Okay. Yeah.
So we've got some limited supplies of trees. So if you're interested in those, get there early because they could get going quickly.
I'm sure they will. They usually do, Jerry. They get picked up right away.
Ladies, anything else that we haven't discussed that you'd like to share with our listeners about the Rose Garden Club and this great plant sale that's coming up Saturday?
The only thing I'd like to say is if you come to a club like this, you will learn so much. These people are so experienced, Jerry. You know, I relocated here. My husband and I retired here. And I found that even though I was a big gardener, gardening in Illinois is not like gardening in Alabama. The soil is so different. They had so much information to provide to me and share with me. And every month I go, I learn something new. So, you know, if you're after information or anything, these are just a huge amount of information to get from these people. They've been doing it a long time, Jerry.
Absolutely. And they're there to share with you.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. They want to share with you.
Come and join us for the annual Cherokee County Rose Garden or Cherokee Rose Garden Club plant sale on Saturday, April 25th. Starts at 8, runs until noon. Better get there early for the best choice because these plants are priced very reasonable, $2, $3 a piece, and in that price range. So you save a lot of money and you get quality, healthy plants.
Yes, correct. Sir.
Because you've taken care of them, petted them, and got them to ready to go.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you so very much for being with us, and we'll be looking for all of you Saturday at the Rose Garden Club plant sale in Cedar Bluff at the park.
Thanks, Jerry.